Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of the MCrit podcast. This week, it's really quick. In fact, I'm just sending this out because I spoke about it at a lecture I just gave at Jacoby. And I was asked a question about ED sedation, and I went into a little soapbox tirade. So I figured I'd throw it out there to you folks as well. So let me know, what are you doing for sedation and pain control in the ED? Here's what I'm doing.
Just a couple minutes on post-intubation sedation, because it's really a soapbox topic for me. If any of you heard me speak last year when I was here talking about vents in the ED, I talked about this stuff. We start all our patients on a fentanyl drip as the first agent of choice for post-intubation sedation, because we call it post-intubation sedation, but what you really care about is pain control in these patients. And if you've ever intubated a patient, anyone beyond their first couple of months here has seen this happen, you'll take a patient who appears normal, you know, they're obviously in respiratory distress, that's why you're intubating them, but they're talking to you, you're having a nice conversation, and they seem like normal folks. And then you intubate them, and 3 minutes later, after your intubation meds wear off, they're stark raving lunatics. Now, they didn't just suddenly have acute psychosis as a result of your intubation. So why are they behaving this way? Why are they trying to rip their tube out? Why are they flailing about on the bed? Why are they urging you to go get that Vecuronium from your med card and paralyze them because you just can't bear to look at them anymore? The reason is pain. That's why they're doing that. It's either pain or they're hypercapnic. Those are basically the only two reasons a normal patient turns stark raving mad. So it's not a mental disorder, and they don't need to be sedated. What they need is their pain treated. And if you try to put them just on some Ativan or Valium or propofol drip, then they're still in pain, except now they have central sedation. But all that pain response is still there. It's still revving up their catecholamine system. What these patients need is they need pain control. Now, why a fentanyl drip? Well, the reason for a fentanyl drip is because we don't remember to go back and give the morphine. Now, I'm fine if you want to give intermittent boluses of morphine, and if you really feel you have the time in a busy emergency department to actually assess the patient's pain response and really dose their morphine accordingly, but we don't, so let's stop pretending. If you put them on the fentanyl drip and leave them there and then give them intermittent sedatives, they're going to be a lot better off. Once you've taken the pain out of the picture, you'll find your sedation doses are markedly decreased. And if you wanted to, and I don't recommend it, but if you wanted to, you could leave them on fentanyl alone, and what you'll have is a comfortable, happy patient who's just fully aware of their surroundings. Now, it's no fun to watch the resuscitation room for 4 hours and remember that all, so I'll always give them a little sedative dose, whether it be some Versed or some Ativan or a propofol drip, but that's just bonus. All they need for real to make them happy is the pain control. Now, the beauty of the opioids as pain control is it also blunts the hypercapnic response, and therefore these patients won't be miserable when you leave their CO2 at 60, because that is the worst physiologic stimulus you could give a person, is to not prevent, to prevent them from adequately lowering their CO2 and leave it high. That just feels miserable. It feels like they're drowning. So for all reasons for what your patient wants, fentanyl drip or morphine boluses is the primary sedative choice in the ED. Then you add on a sedative just for amnesia, and so they sleep a little, so they don't have to be aware. There is no call for paralysis at any point. The only times we really use it are we need a CT, we don't want the patient moving at all, maybe we'll give one dose of paralytic at that point. The problem with paralytics is you have no idea what's going on with your patient's sedation or their pain response. So that's my feeling as both an ICU attending and an ED attending, is fentanyl drip or morphine boluses. Sedative is a little bonus, and no paralysis. And I'll be happy to take any questions about that after the lecture.